Hello everyone, it's your favorite person, Seashell here, and today's topic is about moving from victim to victor. And this topic is pretty near and dear to me because I used to stay in victim mode for a very long time. So have you ever met the people who something bad has happened to, and when they're telling you the story, it's like they're reliving every single moment. They go through every detail about what happened, and they could just name like the time, the date, who said what, who was wearing what somebody's expressions were. It's like they are reliving that moment. And that was me. And I actually still am pretty good at remembering some of the details because I'm very connected to the way that I feel about things. And I could just replay and understand the feelings of it. And knowing that information and that detail doesn't really necessarily make me the victim. It's just I am naturally a person who really is, you know, passionate and really understand how I felt when certain things happened to me. But what makes me the actual victim is how I hold on to those things and continue to let that situation play a role in my present and in my future. So when things happen in the past, they happen in the past for a reason. Like when you're supposed to learn from those things and be able to grow and be able to be a better person or have the situation happen and kind of learn from it so that you don't have to come up with that situation again or face that situation again. Like figure out ways to improve yourself so that it doesn't happen again. But a lot of people easily stay in the victim role because of that piece that I was talking about earlier. When you feel something and you're feeling it and you understand how it made you feel, and it's just something you can't quite get over. And that's the piece that helps us move to victorious after we've gone through something that was very devastating. And, you know, one thing that really helps you get over that is just basically confronting yourself and understanding what's making you feel so badly about that situation that you want to hold on to it for so long and, you know, play the victim in that role for so long, right? So I can share with you that for me personally, in an example of this situation, I had some things going on at my job a few years back, and I was basically working on a special project. And throughout the project, I was encountering a lot of issues. Like, people were not working with me like the project called for. And some of those people were in higher positions than me. And so, you know, you ever experience something called like being the scapegoat? I was kind of like the scapegoat. So when things weren't going well for the project, it was like blamed on me when all I was doing was following the directions and trying to get people to work with me the way it was supposed to work. Either way, after that project was over, I was removed from the project, and my career, you know, the way I was looked at in my career kind of changed at that point. And I noticed that leadership's started being a little bit more critical of everything that I did, and you know, it was really not a good situation. Now, I know that a couple years after it had happened, it was still something that was bothering me, and I was still playing the victim in that role. And when things would happen, you know, I would really default back to, oh well, you know, this happened to me and y'all knew it and nobody said anything about it. And now you're trying to use that against me in this new opportunity. And I don't think that's fair. So as a leader, you know, the leaders looking in on the situation, they kind of felt like, okay, like she's going to always come back to that point. Like she really feels like we did her wrong in that situation. She didn't get the support that she needed. And she really keeps bringing that situation up over and over again. To them, I was presenting myself like a victim because I couldn't let go of the fact that the things did not go as they were stated to me that it was going to happen for that particular project. And every time I got criticized, I was bringing that back up, like, oh, you're just doing this because you feel like I did something wrong, when you know goodness well this is what happened in that situation. And so it was just with me. It was like a dark cloud over my career. It was just really, really bad. But what was happening is I needed to face the reality within myself, what was going on within me that caused me to hold on to that for so long and be the victim. Like, what was it that I could have done myself to fix that situation to make it even better? And that's where I realized that one of the things I didn't do well in that project was speaking up and saying, you know, making sure that the senior leaders knew, hey, something's not going right here. This is how things are being done. Instead, I was like really quiet and I just let things happen to me. And I thought that if I just figured out how to fix it, that they would be pleased with that. But what it was actually looking like to them is that I was taking my time, that I was slow to react. So me not actually sharing with them what was going on and making those decisions so hard for me and making me a little bit slower to respond to the things that were going on, that actually caused me more issues. And the problem was, I didn't want to be seen as like a tattletale or like, you know, trying to get someone else in trouble. Like that's something that's always with me. Like I don't like sharing if somebody else is not being cooperative or they're not working with me. I don't like to come across like I'm just complaining about somebody. But I realize now in corporate America, I mean, people do it all the time. They did it to me. They were complaining about me making up things and saying things about me to try to make the job like worse for me, or to help position them a little bit ahead of me. And I think for me, watching the situation back now, I should have really raised my hand very early on and said, hey, if I don't get these resources that is being taken by, you know, this other individual, then we're going to run into issues. And, you know, just like screaming that. I just thought they could see that it wasn't working because they could see clearly what I was seeing. But you actually have to be, I realized I had to be vocal and actually share information and name names and track stuff and keep information so that I don't come up looking like the person who just wasn't doing anything, right? So now that I realized that, I finally got over the situation and I said, I'm gonna be just like everybody else. If I'm working on a project and people aren't giving me what I need, you know, I have to speak up and I have to say, hey, just so you know, I'm supposed to be meeting this deadline and I can't meet it because Susie over here is not giving me the information that I need in a timely fashion. And not be afraid of sharing that information. Like, not be afraid of naming names and talking about what's going on. That's going to help me in the future when I'm working on projects. And so now I am
using that technique, and now I'm no longer the victim. So, and actually, like, I can actually feel that weight lifted off of me now that I confronted myself and actually looked at what I did, how I hold myself accountable for the issues that went on in that particular project. Like, when you put your all in something and you do your best to make a situation work out and it doesn't, it is very hard to turn within yourself and look at what you could have done differently. Because honestly, if you put everything, all of your effort into it, it's hard to say that you've done anything wrong. And, you know, sometimes you just have to realize that maybe you didn't do the steps wrong. Maybe there were things that you did that just could have been a little bit better. You could have reacted a little bit better or raised your hand and asked for help. Like, there are so many things. Like, you know, a person like me likes to have and resolve issues and do things all by myself. I don't like to depend on anybody else. I don't like, you know, blaming anybody else. And I don't like doing any of that stuff. But honestly, in some situations, we do have to be willing to ask for help, ask for or make sure that someone knows when something isn't going right, and speak up and speak often. Speak up often. So that is what I learned in that whole situation about, you know, really not being the victim anymore and being victorious. And as a result, you know, now I'm working on different projects at my job, and actually people are seeing that I'm a hardworking individual. I work hard. I try to get all the information as much as possible. And I now don't have a problem letting a leader know if their resources that are supposed to work on these projects aren't doing what they're supposed to do. I have no problem saying, hey, this is not working because you gave me this and this resource and they're not giving me the information that I need. So that's how I became victorious in this whole situation now. So I hope that was helpful in helping you understand how to move from victim to victor. And of course, I'd love to hear your thoughts and engage with you on this topic. Feel free to let me know what you think, and if we need to bring this back for some additional commentary because of what you shared, I am happy to do so. Thank you again for listening, as always, and I hope you have a great day.